Episode 4. We are at Costa's house for a sleepover. He's having to celebrate his birthday. He has invited 5 of his male friends and 5 of his female friends. The kids are playing video games, watching movies on Netflix and videos on YouTube and TikTok. They're also listening to music from apps and dancing with the speakers on. Suddenly, oh, why did everything go dark? Why did everything go silent? The power went out. And what are we going to do now? Oh, I was almost at the end of this level. I would have won, and the movie stopped at the best part. What about us? Our dance was cut off halfway. I know. Let us sing, and you can dance, like people used to do when they didn't have electricity. Really? How did people have fun back then? In the Middle Ages, for example, what did they do for entertainment? We talked about that in history class last week. In the Middle Ages, poetry, music, and dance were the main forms of entertainment. It makes sense since people didn't have televisions, computers, or phones, so they shared stories, sang songs, and danced together to relax, learn, and celebrate. It was also connected to religion. It helped them to connect with God and the angels, like the chants in Byzantium. It was also a way to remember history, express emotions, and feel connected to one another, whether they lived in small villages or large stone castles. Poetry and songs were usually recited or sung aloud. Most people couldn't read or write, so stories were passed on by listening. That's why poetry was largely oral, meant to be spoken or sung, not read silently. We also learned about travelling poets called troubadours. They composed verses praising love, gods, heroes, idols, and events that happened in other places. Yes, these poet singers moved from town to town and from castle to castle. They shared stories about brave knights, exciting adventures, magical creatures, and distant lands. They used to share news about events happening far away and, as a result, acted like living newspapers or TV news, but always in an artistic way. They were artists. Did you know that during the medieval period, systems of musical notation were actually created and developed? That's when musical notes started being written on paper so melodies could be remembered. Usually, songs were sung a cappella, meaning without musical instruments. Can you imagine it? Inside a castle, a troubadour could stand in the great hall near the fire and sing for the lord of the castle, the lady, and their guests. Everyone listened carefully as poetry was a way to learn, imagine, and dream. I think music helped make the cold stone walls of a castle feel warmer and more welcoming. It brought people together and made long days and dark winters easier to bear. Definitely, music filled medieval life with sound. Musicians played instruments like the lute, harp, viol, flute, drums, and bells. Music was used for many reasons during feasts, weddings, and festivals, but also during religious ceremonies. In castles, soft music could be heard in the chapel during prayers, while louder, cheerful music was played in the great hall during celebrations. Celebrations back then must have been very interesting. Dance was a joyful way for people to move together and have fun. Medieval dances were often simple, with people holding hands and moving in circles or lines. Everyone could take part, from the young to the elderly. In castles, however, dances were more refined and carefully planned, especially for nobles who followed rules about posture and movement. On special occasions like weddings, feasts of victories, castle courtyards, and great halls came alive with music, colourful clothes, and dancing feet. People danced to secular, non-religious music. Did you know that dancers rarely touched each other? There were court dances and peasant dances. The egg dance, for example, a peasant dance, took place in an area with raw eggs scattered around. The goal was to dance without breaking any eggs. That must have been a lot of fun. Most dances had a set pattern of steps, jumps, or kicks that you had to learn. I have an idea. Imagine you are traveling back in time. No cars, no electricity, no screens. It is the year 1250, and we are standing outside a huge medieval castle. I am a traveling poet. I bring stories of brave knights, great castles, and exciting adventures. Come inside, troubadour. Tell us stories. Let's also call our musicians to accompany you. I play the harp and lute. Others play flutes, drums, and bells. Let's all dance together and have fun. Hold hands, take a step to the left, take a step to the right, and turn. As we have seen in previous podcasts, life in a medieval castle could be difficult and serious. People had rules to follow and many daily tasks. But poetry, music, and dance brought joy, colour, and imagination into their lives. They helped people share stories, express emotions, and celebrate together. Even long ago, people loved to sing, move, and imagine, just like we do today. And now listen to this wonderful medieval song that we will sing today.